Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill. Alright, that was Egg Hunt with We All Fall Down and Flag of Democracy with Babysitter. Welcome to episode 13 of Signifying Nothing. This is being released the same day as episode 12, so if you put them together, you can probably just imagine that this is a two-hour show that I seamlessly segued into the second hour, or you probably shouldn't, actually, because it probably wouldn't sound right. As always, we are located at, where are we located? Oh yeah, sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. We're actually going to be doing a double show next week also, because I haven't done the show in a couple weeks, so we're going to catch up that way, and then we'll go back to the regularly scheduled 1 hour a week. I'm sure that is plenty for all of you. So, let's get to some music. Here is Hail of Rage, God Forgot, and Neanderthal.
We'll be right back.
That was Hail of Rage from Canada with the Feelings Mutual, God Forgot doing Sex as a Weapon, and Neanderthal with Built for Brutality. In case you aren't aware and couldn't quite figure it out, God Forgot is a project band that Dan O'Mahony, you probably know who he is, and Kevin Murphy, who was in 411 and Farside and a couple other bands, did in the around 94, 93, maybe. I don't think they ever played shows. The picture on the inside of the CD is actually a 411 picture that our wonderful friend Justine Demetric took at ABC No Rio. I don't think God Forgot played any shows, but they have the three-song CD on Allied Records. It's that song and two others. The vinyl only has two, I believe. But the CD, you should be able to find it in, used record stores or on eBay. I think I got mine on eBay, I'm pretty sure, for like $2 or $3. And it's pretty good, kind of helmety, you know. Stuff that ex-youth crew / hardcore people were sort of playing at the time. And, you know, it's pretty good. So, anyhow, let's get into this week's feature. This week, we're only doing one feature. We're featuring the Where the Wild Things Are comp, which was released on Blackout Records. So, to begin, here is Outburst, Raw Deal, Life's Blood, and our favorite band, Breakdown.
the dust your hopes and dreams just to keep up the pace. Then you realize what's a total deception. Caught in the void, a banger with a pressure. Thinking of days gone past, wondering how they could have went right so fast. One step forward, one step forward, one step forward, two steps back. One step forward, one step forward, one step forward, two steps back. Leave them all behind. Back to meet again at the finish line. I'm gonna get you to win a purse. So say a cut for what you feel it's worth. Let it free. What to blame? That one, that man.
Okay, so that was the first half of our retrospective on Where the Wild Things Are. That was Outburst with The Hard Way, Raw Deal with Backtrack and Brightside. Yes, I played those in the wrong order. Sorry. Life's Blood with Counting On, and Breakdown with Distant Dismissed, which of course goes out to Breakdown superfan Dave Flynn. So Where the Wild Things Are, I remember I heard it in 10th grade. I was sitting in biology class, and there were a couple hardcore kids in my class, our friend Pete and this other kid, Dan Kessler, and we all sat in the back, and when we weren't oogling our uber-hot 23-year-old biology teacher, who coincidentally actually grew up in California and went to shows. She saw the Dead Kennedys, she went to a bunch of shows at Gilman, she remembered seeing Operation Ivy and Unit Pride, which of course made our 15-year-old straight-edge hearts a flutter, and, you know, she had a, you know, a decent knowledge of like, the lookout bands and the California. She knew No For an Answer was, and stuff like that. Of course, she listened to some really god-awful stuff at that point, though. I remember her talking about the band Live all the time. Eek, ouch. Yikes. And so I remember one day coming into class, and we would always bring our tapes with us that we would listen to on our Walkmans that morning to see if mostly to see if, oh, do you have that? Oh, can I tape that? Yeah, here, let's trade. And I remember Pete having this, the Where the Wild Things Are comp, and at that point, I didn't even know it existed. I was coming into my own at that point, but there's, you know, sensory overload from so many bands. I mean, I'm gonna be 27 next month, and there's still too many bands to, and not enough time. And I remember being like, oh wow, you know, Where the Wild Things Are. And I remember looking at the back of it, and Breakdown was on it, and that was, you know, there were three Breakdown songs. Oh my god. And you know, GB was on it, and Raw Deal, and then a lot of bands that I didn't really know anything about, and I was like, oh man, you gotta tape this for me. So we went to his house after school, and he made me a copy of it, and my parents came and picked me up, and I went home, and I then proceeded to play the hell out of that tape for the next few years. When I wasn't listening to The Way It Is, I was probably listening to Where the Wild Things Are. I mean, you know, come on. Three Breakdown songs just dropped in the middle of it, and that was the first time I heard Maximum Penalty and Sheer Terror and Uppercut, and probably the first time I heard Life's Blood, although that CD had already came out, so I might have already had the disc that they put out. And, you know, Outburst, I'm pretty sure that was the first. I loved the Hard Way was, you know, we used to always get in big fights over whether The Hard Way or Wise Up was a better opening song, and obviously The Hard Way is, but yeah. So, let's play some more songs off of this. Oh yeah, another story real quick. Also, I remember, a couple times we went, like three or four times, we went to see Crown of Thorns, because we had heard that, we liked them, and I mean, you know, Crown of Thorns EP, it's good and all, but, we heard that they covered Outburst, and we were like, oh my god, man, we gotta go see that, and we would always go see them. We only saw them cover it once, and we'd always leave the show like, man, that sucks that they didn't play it, because we'd have to sit through other, less good bands, let's say. And so, yeah. Anyway, let's play some more songs. Here's Maximum Penalty, Uppercut, and Sheer Terror.
Fucking bad! My side remains! spinning into losing, falling victim to my own faults, never ever to my choosing. And it'll happen again. Casting out of life to an empty sea, reeling in another fear, sailing on into another void, salting away another year. But I'm not giving, I'm not giving.
Okay, so that ends our Where the Wild Things Are retrospective. We had Maximum Penalty doing Hate. Incidentally, the first time I saw Maximum Penalty was in 1996. 96? Yeah, 96. It was with Vision, also the first time I saw Vision, and Hogan's Heroes. And I believe the show was thrown together pretty quickly, so there weren't that many people there. But at the end of the night, we were going to leave. We had to leave early because one of our friends had, like, a curfew or some crap, and his aunt, who was into ska, oh god, she took us. And so we're going to leave, and Maximum Penalty breaks into Immaculate Conception and Hate, and a couple of us were like, I don't think we're leaving yet. And, you know, we proceeded to, you know, go off for those songs, and then they covered Pay to Come, even, which was pretty cool, and then we were out of there. But we got to see Maximum Penalty, so we were pretty psyched, and also that was the first time we saw Vision, and I remember Dave being very, I don't know if they were excited or very frightened by the fact that we were psyched that they played Tribute and Animosity Overkill, and that started a many-year-long relationship with people from Manahawkin heckling Vision to play songs from Just Short of Living, which continues to this very day. So anyway, a little bit of news for this episode, since you're probably listening to 12 and 13 at the same time. This will be this hour's news segment, I suppose. And the only thing to report, really, is that during our multi-week hiatus, our friend Justin got married. You may remember Justin from his days as Ferret on various message boards, and from his time helping with Parade Brigade fanzine. He contributed record reviews to, I think, all three issues, and he did the Rain on the Parade interview, the hilarious one that's all about Grimace and the Doobie Brothers more than hardcore. And he did some other stuff, but he got married to his girlfriend Sherry, 2 weekends ago, I guess now, and it was nice to meet up with him and John and a couple other people. It was the first time, besides Underdog shows, that all three people who did Parade Brigade fanzine were in the same room in a long time. So despite my distaste for weddings and things like that and parties, it was, you know, a pretty fun time. It was nice to see a lot of people that I don't really get to see, and to see Justin's parents and his sister and some other people, and Sherry, too. I did go to two different colleges with her, so it was nice to see her, too. So, yeah, so congrats to Justin and you know, everybody else who's been getting married and having children lately, and you know, so, yeah. Let's get back into the music. We're going to play some stuff now. Here is Deadline, and then Hot Snakes, His Hero's Gone, Chopping Block, and Honeywell.
Mad Bobby! do it, kid.
That was Deadline with No End, Hot Snakes with Suicide Invoice, His Hero Is Gone with Unleashed, Chopping Block doing 213, and Honeywell with Mesh Control. Now it's time to play some records from the latest batch of stuff that I've had to review for Signifying Nothing. Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. And for this episode, we're only going to play one song. The latest batch of stuff that I've had, it's not been that hot. So here's 108 with Scandal.
Down!
Was 108 with Scandal off of their new discography on EVR. Scandal always reminds me of, and I believe that's actually what the song is about, their feud with Trustkill Fanzine. It wasn't quite Trustkill Records yet, it was still Trustkill Fanzine. Josh had done a fake interview with Krishna that's actually, if I remember correctly, it was actually pretty funny, and Steve Reddy and some other people didn't quite take to it very well, of course, as they probably, right or wrong, you know, I don't know, at this point, it's 2006, I don't really care anymore, but, yeah, that song always reminds me of that, and that song's off of Threefold Misery, which is a really good record. So, anyway, let's play some more music. Here is Government Warning, Career Suicide, and Iron Boots.
Yeah. again.
Okay, that was Government Warning with See the Truth off their new LP, No Moderation. Career Suicide with No Bullshit off of the No Bullshit comp. That song is also on their newly released anthology CD. And we had Iron Boots with Crashing Down off of their demo. I hope those guys get up here again pretty soon. So that's going to wrap things up for this week. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. And like I said, look for the two-hour episode 14 and 15 next week. Sometime during the week. And the new issue of Signifying Nothing will officially also be up. Most of it's already up, so go look at it, and I'll make the official announcement sometime soon. So we're gonna play a couple more songs, and here is the band Get Down with the song Get Down off of their first record on Painkiller. Their second record I pre-ordered for about 8 months ago and still haven't gotten it, so hopefully one of these days they'll get around to sending that one out. So good night.
Watch it!